just looking at you. I do it a lot, don't I? It's just something about you. You know, when we first met, I was somewhere in between being completely heartbroken and healing. Somewhere in the middle, I found you. Okay. You found me. And you were a puzzle, a mystery, and I wanted to solve you. I couldn't stop myself. I wanted to look at you, learn your countenance. The way your eyes are just, the way they shine. They shine with a light that is just radiant. The way your face, when you think, you get this line right here. And when you smile completely. With your eyes, with your whole body. When we fell into each other, you were exactly what I needed. You were what I was looking for. You were somehow familiar and unknown. Like an adventure, a trip. Somewhere I'd been before, but I couldn't quite remember. A place I was revisiting after a long, long time. You were a hotel and home. All at once. With wonderful room service. And the ability to make a perfect cup of tea. And I look at you like that. I look at you as if I know every bit of you, but then it's a surprise. Every day it's a surprise. When we met, I wasn't broken. I wasn't. A bit bruised. Cracked around the edges, but I had been broken before. Just like you. I know that you've had it rough. You've had your heart broken. You both have scars. When we met, I felt unlovable. I didn't think I could be loved anymore. I didn't think I deserve to be loved anymore. I was fatigued. And then you shone your light on me and you showed me that I could be loved. And much more importantly, you showed me that I still had a lot in me to love. You looked at me and you saw me. You told me that even though there were people who had let me down, people who had hurt me, there would be someone who would prove me wrong. And then you showed me. You showed me in a million ways. With every look and touch, with every kiss, you showed me. You're open. Honest. You wear your heart on your sleeve and I wasn't used to that. Not anymore. It took me time to understand, to feel comfortable. You make me feel so amazingly comfortable. Sometimes I think we've met before in a previous life. I imagine. I can never tell with you. There's always that edge, that uncertainty. And that excites me, it thrills me. It scares me. When we started, I was scared, cautious, nervous. But you took my hand and looked at me. You kissed me and said, "Trust me." And we fell together in each other's arms. And we danced. We laughed. We rewrote the stories that had become attached to the places where our hearts had once lived. We burnt the old pages and wrote anew. It was. It is. Every day. We walk together, we run, we chase each other. We retrace old memories, share them. Our footprints side by side as we walk. We built a pillow fort, a really terrible pillow fort. And then we just lay together as it collapsed on top of us. We went camping, sat by the fire, told each other stories underneath the sky. Stories of our heartaches and our loves. And then we made new stories. Our stories. Not quite a fairy tale, but real. And real is. Feel your heart beating and it's real and our story is real. A thousand people have said my name. A million. But no one has ever said it like you. My name doesn't sound the same when you say it. It sounds special. It sounds like a contradiction. Sounds like a song and a curse word. It sounds full of love and then full of anger and full of tea and honey and sugar and full of warmth and hope, fear and nerves. Your contradiction. You are both ends of the scale. You are the obvious choice, the one I run to. But you're also a risk. You are such a risk. My heart's on the line. There is so much at stake. You are the one that they warn me about. You are. But you're also the one that they adore. And that is I lose myself in you. I lose myself in you and I can't help myself. I can't help it. And lying here on this Sunday morning looking at you, I'm just overwhelmed. You are intoxicating. You are bewitching. And I'm nervous. I am so fucking nervous. Because when I look at you, I realize that I love you. I really love you. And scary. Knowing that I've fallen. I'm lost in you. And you are a risk, and you are familiar, and you are comfort, and you are. And you are butterflies. My heart pounding, my pulse racing. But you're calm and still. You're a contradiction. My contradiction. I love you. I'm in love with you, and those words are easy to say and yet utterly terrifying. Oh, come here. I'm sure. Nervous, hopeful. You can feel my heart racing, can't you? Just lying here, the still of Sunday morning, comfortable in the silence. It's so obvious. I had to say it. I'm okay. It's just, it's big. It's lovely. It's so, so lovely, but it's just, you understand. You feel it too. Just come here. Together. That smile. You smile with your whole body. Your eyes smiling. Your limbs wrapped around me. I can feel your smile. I love you so. You're a risk, but you're worth it. Oh, you're worth it. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep looking at you. See if I can find today's surprise. Today's unexpected facet of you that I just adore. Hmm.